White, Wellington, New Zealand, June 7, 1893. Dear son Willie, we have received the box of fruit from Auckland, also the paper. I think the paper is satisfactory and will answer my purpose. I am pleased with this, which I am now writing upon. Our American mail came from Napier. Sister Tuxford brought it yesterday morning. There were letters for you which we send to you, thinking you may want to know their contents, even if you are with the parties. Some ideas may be left out of your oft-interrupted talks. I have not been well since you left. My head seemed to refuse to work. I shall have to write to Brother and Sister Daniels, for the burden is on my mind so much. I am talking with them and lie awake hours, unable to sleep. I shall hope, after I have written them, that I shall have peace of mind. This is the third time I have been so completely stirred up. Nothing at all has been spoken of them, and they have not been in my thoughts until in the night season I am talking with them, and once with Sister Starr, cautioning her not to be too stiff, but to be sure and encourage tenderest sympathy, and to bear in mind her own infirmities of body, and then put herself in the place where those are who are doing the work in the kitchen day after day, drudge, 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 and encourage them, and give them periods of rest. I was saying, Carrie did not have all that consideration she would like to have were she in her place. There must be no rigid persistency to require more when the workers feel that they have done all they can safely do and preserve their health and patience. For, said I, there is not in many cases where girls stand over the hot stove day after day when they should be resting, a fair chance given them to perfect a Christian character. But I have but little chance to write, for mail goes at 10 o'clock. Well, my head is strengthening a little, but I can write only a little daily. We have not been out to ride since last Wednesday, 1 week ago. That week I went 3 times, but we have had a little experience of what Wellington wind is. The house shook, my bed shook, but we had no fears. Letters were received from Brother Haskell. He is clear down in the valley, by letters he let Stanton have. Well, I am glad the mail has come. Brother Amidon wrote a particularly newsy letter. He gave all the knowledge he could of the old hands. Well, I am going to be careful and not overdo. I hope you will be careful of your strength. I dreamed we were having a praying season, and we could not seem to get hold. I thought I said, "Now, Willie, it comes to me very forcibly that there has been too much relating stories and too much lightness and trifling. I thought we all decided that we had lost many blessings because of this and had exerted a wrong influence. Encourage a spirit of relating stories, and it detracts from the solemnity and dignity of the work. We decided the time was too momentous and the condition of our people too perilous to give them the least example of carelessness in this direction. They go much farther and are full of stories and exploits they have done, or someone else, and quote, W.C. White as doing this. Now let us be always cheerful, and yet let our words be full of wisdom and instruction, and give no warrant for anyone to be light and trifling. Our Lord is a jealous God, and we want His name glorified and honored. I have sent May Walling a very close, plain letter, for I felt that it was time to do so. I dreamed last night I was praying, and she whispered to one next her, so loud that all present heard her, Aunt Ellen made a mistake. She used the wrong words. I heard her but went on, but then again she whispered out her criticisms. The third time this was repeated. I then rose from my knees and said, May, you have done this same criticizing when I have been speaking in meeting, to the one next to you. You have said, Aunt Ellen did not state that as it is. And now, May, I shall not consent to this kind of work any longer. You dishonor God. You show no respect for me, and I cannot be clear in the sight of God to let this matter go on. You must cease this criticizing, every iota, except to criticize yourself before God. I will not permit my influence to be injured by you any longer. I thought May was dreadfully provoked and excused herself. Well, I write this to you. I had been feeling sorry that I had written the letter, not that it was not all true and deserved by her, but I feared it would make no difference with her. She would not feel and sense her wrong and would think me unjust. But since this dream, I am feeling it was none too severe. I do not know what will change her, unless something shall set the thing home to her with determination. Now I leave the Spirit of the Lord to work upon her mind. She need never feel that I shall connect with her again, unless there is a decided change on her part, and she becomes teachable, as one should in her position, and of her age. The Lord is soon to come, and those of defective character, if they devote their God-given powers to self-defense and self-vindication rather than reform, then what can we do with them? They cannot be saved. They will be lost. And how much better for them to humble their hearts before God and seek with determination to learn in the school of Christ His meekness, His lowliness, and He will lift them up. He will give them rest and peace. I must close. Brother McCullough is laboring in Ormondville and has sent for Brother Wilson in Blenheim. I think he has been there nearly 1 week. I have written to Brother and Sister Harris. Much love, Ellen G. White. Willie Jones wrote that Lawyer Adams, before his death, stated that Mrs. Scott was ready to pay that note, and since Adams' death, they could find the mortgage, but not the note. Will you consider this and write at once? Why he did not attend to the matter at once is among the mysteries, when it was so uncertain whether I should get anything. If I get that money, I will dedicate every penny to the Lord to help build a house of worship in some place where it seems a necessity. Now write at once and tell Jones what to do. Mother. I have a stove at Sister Tenney's. Please see that it is secured and placed with my things. I give my full consent to place Marion where she will have the very best advantages. If she has not a sunny room, and Fanny cannot get a sunny room, see if it is not possible to secure the same in some home where the students are hiring, that they can have rooms that have the sun. This is my great anxiety, that both should keep well.